Meditation is a lost art. We are people on the go, active, busy, in a hurry. There's always more to do than there is time to do it. Therefore, the idea of taking out a portion of the day and sit and do nothing but reflect and think would be considered a waste of time. However, God in His Word commands us to do just that. Time and time again, He calls upon us to slow down, sit down, and think upon His Word. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to meditate on the Bible. The word meditate carries with it the idea of depth. We are more prone to go once over lightly rather than to take the time to search out the deep meaning. There's a very good reason why we should seriously consider changing our ways. God has made some staggering promises to the man or woman who will give serious thought and attention to His Word. And therein lies the problem. These promises are truly staggering. Let me list two of them. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. Do you know how many times the word success appears in the Bible? Just once, in that verse. God promises it to the person who will meditate on His Word. Another promise is in the Psalms, where it is lost to many people in its familiarity. The words are charming and melodic, but they're also true. God means what He says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. Let those words jar you. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Can that really be true? There's one way to find out. Try it. Okay, you say, how? How do I go about it? Let me admit right off that it is not easy. It requires two things that most of us don't have very much of, time and discipline. First of all, time. Remember this, you make time for what you consider to be important. You do eat, sleep, take showers. It will mean planning an appointment with God into your schedule, a time when God can communicate to you through His open Word. That takes discipline. To help get you started, let me suggest a simple plan. Tomorrow, set aside a period of time for Bible reading. Start with the Psalms. Read one or two with a prayer that God will open His Word to you by His Spirit. As you read, pause when some thought or phrase stands out to you. Think of its meaning in your own situation. Turn it over and over in your mind. Let it sink in. Consider what it might mean to you in your family situation, your job, your relationship to God. Don't hurry the process. Say it out loud. Think. After you have mentally chewed on it for a while, pray over it. Ask the Lord to work it into your spiritual bloodstream by His Spirit. Ask Him to make it a part of your life. Meditating is tough, but rewarding. If you can make it over the first few hurdles, you will establish a lifestyle on the highest plane. You will find yourself truly walking with God. May God bless you as you meditate on His Word.